get in your place and get in your grace. Because without you not being in your place, His plan cannot be totally full.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
Join Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. You'll learn how to hear from God and find that place He has for you. You can live with purpose and direction and fulfill the call of God on your life. Now, here's Kenneth Copeland.
Genesis, let's open there. Remember now, we're talking about getting in your place. Let's read first, before we even read that in Genesis, in 1 Corinthians 12. Faith begins, say that.
Faith begins.
Where the will of God is known. When you don't know whether or not it's God's will to heal you, you'll struggle with believing for it. You've got one preacher telling you God's healing you, and the other one said, well, He's the one who made you sick. Well, now you don't have to settle that. And it takes study, and it takes effort. But when you just stop and think about it, I mean, dear Lord, Jesus was the absolute perfect will of God for every man for all time. Amen. And He never made anybody sick. So that settled that for me before I ever studied it out all the way through the Bible and so forth. That settled that for me. Well, from then on, that's the perfect will of God. I never struggled with it anymore. That's mine. Amen. So, chapter 12, 1 Corinthians, 18th verse. But now, when?
Now.
Hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased Him. Him. How many of them?
Every one of them.
There is no such thing as a human being without a calling. No such thing as a human born again or not. There's no such thing as a human being ever born into this earth without purpose, direction, and calling from God. There's just not a whole lot of them ever did anything about it. But it's there for you. Well, yeah, but I'm just not much of anything. Well, that's your fault. Because you're sure much of something in here. Your part is just as equal to anybody that ever preached the gospel. You know why? Because each and every member is a joint heir with Jesus. And I'm telling you, there is no more important than Him. You're in His body.
That's it.
Amen. You know what? Even my armpits are important. What would a body be without an armpit? The bottom of a little toe. It's very important to me. I have mashed my toes before. Ooh, the whole body won't know. What happened to the toe? Toes are important. Amen. Glory. So get out of that insignificant type of thinking and come on up here and think soberly as He has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Amen. We have to come to that. Well, that's the reason we start with the fact that that's the perfect will of God for all men for all time. Now then, He has set every member, every one of them in the body, as it has pleased Him. So now, let's look at the book of Ephesians. Had the Lord say that just before I read this. In the first chapter, I want to show you something else here that settles that, the mouth of two witnesses. In Ephesians chapter 1, Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know. So let's just start right now and act on that word. Lord, thank you. I receive the eyes of my understanding being enlightened, that I might know. Today I believe I know. The hope of His calling, what the riches of the glory of His inheritance is in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to us who believe? Wouldn't that be every member to us who believe? Us who believe are the members. So we can see here, he's talking about the same people. According to the working of His mighty power. The mighty power. The power of might. The ability to accomplish anything possible or impossible. The mighty power. Casting down imaginations. Bringing every thought into captivity. How? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty. You have the mighty power. The world can't control their imagination. That's what gets them into trouble. Ever since the Tower of Babel, nobody's been able to control their imagination. Because the word Babel was spoken, confusion was released and capped that Babylonian socialistic system of man trying to meet his own needs without God. Without God, that's what kind of government you're going to get. I don't care who the people are. Without God, they're going to try to meet their own needs. And that's socialism. Society trying to be its own thing. Jesus said, without me, you can't do anything. So now we have the mighty power. You have the power to control your imagination. It's the power of the Spirit, power of faith, and power of the Word, and power of your spoken tongue, speaking the words of God after Him. So now I want you to notice this. The mighty power which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places. Where? Far above, not just above. Ooh, I like this, man. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in which is to come, and has put all things under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body. Well, where are His feet? Brother Hagin used to say it every time he'd read this scripture until he just pounded it into, are your feet in your head? No, sir. Your feet are in your body. And it's been put under His feet. And we are the body. And He is the head. Now, you notice here, which is His body. But now the very next phrase, without faith, you can't even believe it. Far above. The mighty power did this. And has put all things under His feet, gave Him to be the head over all things to the church. And each member of the, every member, He has set a place. Which is His body? The fullness of Him. Without you, He's not full. Now, what is so big about this, get in your place and get in your grace. Because without you not being in your place, His plan cannot be totally fulfilled. It's not just about you. It's not just about me. No, no. It's about His needs.
That's exactly right.
Now, look at this. He's the one, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. He's the one that's filling it up. So there's more to this. We just float on clouds of praise that our God meets our need. He supplies all our needs according to His riches in glory. But now wait just a minute here. Nobody's preached the flip side of that. He supplies our needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. But it's us who supply His needs. He needs a voice. He needs faith. He said, when I come back, am I going to find any faith? Yes, you will, sir. This bunch will be here. Praise God. And so will our children. Oh, I don't know about my kids. Well, you better get busy.
That's right. Come on.
Start believing instead of whining and groaning about it.
That's right.
Amen. Now, we are His fullness. So now that puts a bright light on His plan for us.
Amen.
Now, a sovereign, loving, almighty God has made the decision that He loves and needs you. Now, once He said He needs you, now that means He needs you.
That's right. Amen.
He needs you. He don't plan doing without you. And I don't plan it either.
Amen.
I don't plan on doing without Him.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And I said to Him one day after a considerable amount of time and prayer and so forth, I just hollered out loud. I said, oh, Lord God, I'll do anything You ask me to do. And the word of the Lord came to me. He said, Kenneth, I'll do anything You ask me to do. It kind of startled me because I wasn't expecting to hear that. Still that old nagging, you have to earn it attitude. Well, I'm just unworthy. Why don't you just shut up and quit talking about yourself like that? In the first place, you're talking about somebody that I love. You're talking about somebody that God loves. You're talking about somebody that's a friend and a brother and a sister to me, and I wish you'd stop insulting them. You are not an old, unworthy nothing. You were unworthy, but Jesus died for you anyway. He accepted your prayer when you got saved and you got born again, and you're not that old, unworthy nothing. You are a born-again, spirit-baptized child of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. With a God-blessed, God-breathed, God-empowered calling in your life. And there is a place.
Yes.
You say it right now. I'm headed to my place.
I'm headed to my place.
I receive my grace.
I receive my grace.
All right. Now, I know you've found the book of Genesis by now. I want you to look with me in the 12th chapter. Verse 1, now the Lord said unto Abram. Now listen to what He said in the light of what we're talking about here. Get out of your country. What does that say to you? Somehow or another, he wound up in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Mom and daddy's in the wrong place. Some of them.
Come on.
The man's in the wrong place. Well, why can't he just bless him there? I don't know. I didn't write this. I've learned some things about that. But when Jesus said, go wash in the pool of Siloam, he And what would happen if the guy had gone down to some other river? Nothing. Well, what is it here for Siloam? Why don't you just shut up with that kind of goofball why and get up and go to the pool of Siloam and come again seeing. Amen. Yeah. So now see, get out of your country, from your kindred, from your father's house, unto a land that I will show you. Say it out loud. He will show me. I'm willing.
I'm willing to stay.
I'm willing to go.
He will show me.
Now, how can we say that? Because we're the seed of Abraham, and the Word said that Jesus bore the curse for us so that the blessing of Abraham might come on us and that we might be heirs according to the promise. Everything God promised Abraham is ours.
Amen.
If He show Abraham, He show me.
Amen.
Now, I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. Now there's the plan. That's the plan. That's the overall general plan that God has for the whole body of Christ. Jesus said it like this, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He's talking about when He said world, He's not talking about earth. He's talking about the world, the Babylonian secular satanic ruled system that has men and women trapped in it. You go tell them, well, what is the gospel? God preached the gospel to Abraham saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. That's what it says in Galatians 3:8, and that's the gospel. We'll go over there in a minute and check some of that out. But we want to do this in order and in flow. Now, I want to know what God, I want to know what basis He had to say this to Abram. God never changes. If He ever had a plan and He ever had an idea, He's right the first time.
Yep.
He didn't have to change. So you think about that? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He that was, is, and always will be. His plan is always perfect. It never changes. Things change, and so He has set out to get them back in order of what He originally planned. Because what He originally planned started with the Garden of Eden. That's pretty good. Amen.
Amen.
So there was an interruption in that. He had rested because He was finished. But then Adam, the last thing He did in His work was to bless Adam. He released the blessing that was to be fruitful. He was to multiply. It was the force of increase on His life, and he was to replenish the earth. Everything the earth would ever need was now released in the blessing, the glory blessing of God on Adam. Amen. So that as whatever happened in this natural, physical, material world, there was increase. There was multiplying, being fruitful, and replenishing. That's the reason the Scripture says the whole earth is groaning. You remember when Brother Winston and I said, man, we got into this, spent nearly 2 weeks on it on the daily broadcast, and talking about the whole creation travailing, moaning, groaning for a manifestation of the sons of God. Now, why do they need manifestations of the sons of God? The sons of God should be stationed all over this whole world. And we're the source of that blessing, the blessing of Abraham. It's the same blessing that was the blessing of Adam. Only under the administration of Jesus, it's far more powerful now than it was on Adam back then. Amen. So, let's go back and look at what he based this on. Now, this is one of those aha moments, okay? So get your aha ready, because you're going to see it right here in a second. Genesis chapter 2. Yeah, glory. Whew. Man, I'll tell you, I done preached myself happy. I could turn loose right now and just. Verse 8, are you there?
Yes,
sir. Oh, Lord. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man. Had a plan, didn't he? That was a nice place. It was a good thing. And he planted it. He formed it. So can you now see, can you see what he was doing? He was building this for his son. And then he put him in it. He didn't create the man and just say, well, now do the best you can, boy. You know, just be careful what you eat. No. Now, but there are people living like that. Hey, that ain't near good enough in the eyes of God. And this is the good news. The good news is that Jesus paid the price to get you and me in there. So now he had a place. Well, now, wait a minute. Yeah, but now, Brother Copeland, wait a minute. Now, you said it was a base for what he said to Abram. That's right. So, say, Eden, the plan of God, perfect in every way, blood covenant. We'll get it back.
We are all born equipped with God-given talent and ability. God's grace works for us to guarantee our success. When we apply our skills in the wrong place, it's easy to say we are failures. What we say about our situation impacts its outcome. What we believe about our abilities creates opportunities. When we're out of our place and operating without grace, it's easy to feel like a failure. Kenneth Copeland and Keith Moore's teaching series, Grace, Your Place for Opportunity, Ability, and Success, combined with Kenneth Copeland's mini book, How You Call It Is How It Will Be, are powerful resources designed to empower you to obtain success in all areas of your life. The techniques they reveal teach you how to break the cycle of persistent problems you face, discover your unique skill set, and develop a more intimate relationship with God. Discover your grace and get into your place. Order the teaching series, Grace, Your Place for Opportunity, Ability, and Success, for just $14, and you'll also receive Kenneth Copeland's latest mini book, How You Call It Is How It Will Be. Please specify your choice of DVD or CD for the teaching series. Receive an additional product discount and faster processing when you purchase your copies online. Go to our website, kcm.org, for these and other ministry products. Walk in God's grace and establish His ways in your life today.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Pearsons. Now, I know you enjoyed this message today by my grandfather, Kenneth Copeland, and you and I are learning that we're going to have to cast down imaginations. The scripture says to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Now, that same scripture says that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but They are mighty. They are mighty through God. And you have that same God power on the inside of you to bring every thought prisoner, and you hold that thing captive until it lines up with the Word of God. Amen. Now, when you are in your place, your God-ordained, God-given place, that is the place that you will be totally fulfilled in this life. And that's why we want to offer to you this CD and DVD series called Grace, Your Place for Opportunity, Ability, and Success. Again, this is CDs and DVDs by my grandfather and Pastor Keith Moore. I know this series is going to be a blessing to you. It's already blessed so many people. You need to understand that to get your job done, you've got to learn more about the place that you're supposed to be in. God's grace gives you opportunity, it gives you ability, and it's the grace of God on you and in you and working through you that's going to bring success in your life. And don't you dare let anybody talk you out of these dreams, this vision that God has put on the inside of you. That belongs to you in Jesus' name. We also want to make this available to you, the book called How You Call It Is How It Will Be. You need to know that you have a miracle and it's in your mouth. When you speak the Word of God and the Word of God only, His Word will never return void. So order yours today. They're going to be a blessing to you. Did you know that you can connect with Kenneth Copeland Ministries on Facebook, on Twitter? We've got an official blog site. All of it is accessible to you through kcm.org. So go there today and take advantage of all these great things that are available to you. You can watch videos. You can read articles and blogs. You can just see what all's going on at KCM. Learn about our outreaches around the world, meetings that are coming to your area. It's just a great way to stay connected, especially you partners. You stay connected to what God is doing through this ministry, because what He does through this ministry, He's doing through you. Amen. Thank you so much for watching today and for being a part of these broadcasts. This is Jeremy Pearsons reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and like Kenneth and Gloria always say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. Come to these exciting meetings. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland will be in Langley, British Columbia for the Canada Victory Campaign, May 12th through 14th at the Langley Events Center. The Southwest Believers Convention will be the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher invite you to Behind the Mission Weekend in Secaucus, New Jersey, September 16th and 17th. For more information, go to kcm.org.
We're the Copeland girls, and you know, one thing all mothers have in common is that prayer for help. So we want you to join us for a special Mother's Day broadcast as we talk about mothering with the help of the Holy Spirit. You know, there's no help like the Holy Spirit. That's right. So be sure to join us.
You won't want to miss this special broadcast. Visit kcm.org and get an exciting look at listings, meeting schedules, product news, and much more. View KCM meetings live or watch Believer's Voice of Victory webcasts on demand. That's kcm.org.